This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unlimited Abundance. I am so honored to be back. I know it's been so long since I've had an episode. This episode is going to be so valuable for you, especially if you are looking for some sort of resolution on the topic that I'm going to be talking about. But before I jump into that, I just want to give some announcements. First of all, if you hear a loud noise in the background, the laundry is on, and I probably should have timed the timing a little bit better, but I had to record this right now. This podcast episode or this podcast season, I will have a new season beginning in May. So a whole new season, there's going to be like a little bit of a little rebrand, and we'll be back for like consistency. I just really needed to take like a pause, focusing on so many things. I'm running a course, my one-to-one clients, and I just want to take a pause because when I'm running a podcast season, I like to be really consistent. I want to have episodes every week, and it becomes like almost like an energetic child in my life in a way where I'm really focused on the podcast. I'm constantly thinking what I'm going to speak about. Like it, I know anything I pour my energy to, I take really seriously. And the reason why I've been going to pause in the podcast because I've been focused on so many other things. But I really find it super important to share what I'm going to share today. Like so important, like unbelievably important. So that's why I'm here with this episode. But don't be surprised if you don't see some episodes until May. That's when a new season will begin. So if you're not already following this podcast, definitely be sure to do so. Today I'm going to be talking about really, I mean, such an important issue. And I really want to record this now because I feel like I'm going to end up sending this podcast episode to a lot of people rather than explaining this 1,000 times. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a backstory, and then I'm going to give a lot of factual, I'm just going to give you a backstory, some context, and then solution. Okay. So essentially, I mean, I guess I'll start with actually more of context. So nowadays on Instagram, if you might not know, but if you have a business or creator account, essentially you can check your account status. So they finally created some, what they call transparency. Whereas in the past, people would get shadow banned, meaning their content would not be pushed out and they wouldn't know why. So first of all, Instagram algorithm has clearly changed for over and over consistently, and they're really incorporating a lot, from my opinion, a lot of AI into it, a lot of bots, a lot of like automation. If you remember Instagram, it used to really be like whatever time someone posted, like, and you logged on, you would see things in chronological order. As you can see, that's now removed, and now they use almost maybe a TikTok inspired kind of algorithm where they're essentially filtering out everyone you follow, trying to use an algorithm to see whose stuff you're liking, and you're only seeing that stuff. So what that means, though, if you're a creator of any sort, it means that not all of your followers are already seeing your stuff. Only the percentage that Instagram's algorithm has deemed want to see your stuff are who it's being pushed out to. So it's very important to understand this. I think it's also very important to understand as much as possible Instagram as a platform and how it operates. For me, of course, because it's my business platform, and also because I work with a lot of my business clients. So I find it important for me to also, you know, have understanding to be able to help them. And this whole experience, I feel like, has given me some experience. I can help my clients, and hopefully whoever's listening to this podcast, you listening as well. So kind of keep that in mind, right? So the only way to really grow on Instagram is if your page is able to be recommended, meaning when you go to your explore page and you watch reels, those are people you do not follow that Instagram's algorithm has pushed out to you. That is how videos go viral, whatever you want to call as viral, whether you call 10,000, 20, 100,000, a million views, like whatever is really, really big for you or for that individual. That's what makes a video go viral, is that it's being shown to non-followers, okay? So you have to understand that, first of all, Instagram's already not showing your video to all of your followers. Like, when I post a reel, it's not showing it to 200,000 people. It's probably showing it literally to, I don't know, genuinely probably like 10% of that, maybe a little bit more. Whoever it's deemed that follows me is engaging with me, right? This is also why, if you really like someone on Instagram, be sure to engage with them. I know people say that, and it almost sounds like, You're like, okay, what? But it really is because it's going to make a difference. And if you like my content, make sure you're watching my story or you like comment every once in a while because that's how you're going to stay more in touch. That's how the algorithm is going to know that you like my work, right? So, again, what we've covered already is Instagram's already not going to show it to all of your followers. And so, in order to grow, you definitely need to be recommendable. How do you check if you're recommendable, right? So, well, first of all, I want to say Instagram has very, very arbitrary. I mean, they claim that they state them clearly, but there's a difference between community guidelines and recommendation guidelines. Community guidelines are like rules, meaning if you violate it, you will get like a post removed. So, if you post, I don't know, violence or whatever it may be, like against their community guidelines, you'll get your content removed. But that is different than a recommendation guidelines. Recommendation guidelines are their nice way of saying, basically, we can choose whatever we like or don't like. And if we don't like something, we can flag your account status and we won't show your page to non-followers, meaning you won't be able to grow. That's how you're going to grow. That's how you're going to have high engagement. That's how your page is going to reach people, et cetera, right? And so nowadays, you can check in your account status. You would go into settings and you'll scroll all the way to the bottom and it'll say account status. And you want to see all green check marks, but particularly, you want to see a green check mark at the what can be recommended option. You want to have a green check mark there. Okay. That's very, very important, right? So usually, if any of your so first of all, I mean, I don't want to get too much into this aspect of it, but it's a bot, an algorithm that detects this, right? And it's not very accurate or fair, as you can tell. I'm sure you've seen what kind of content some people post online, and I'm not going to say like I'm not against it, right? Like I know a lot of girls post very, very, very scandalous sexual content. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it, right? Yet some of those people do get flagged, some people don't get flagged, maybe a lot of them do, but essentially, if any of your it's very arbitrary because so for example, in the past, so how it normally works is if it finds one of your posts that is not appropriate, it will say you can edit or delete it or you can appeal the decision. So I recommend always just deleting the content because I don't know. That's what I personally found. I have heard that you can appeal it and people do get it approved, but the algorithm is pretty wild where it will flag content that's not even inappropriate. So, for example, I used to get videos flagged that like were not at all inappropriate. Like it would literally, I had one video that was an incense stick, like literally a video of an incense burning, and it was like embrace your sensuality, and it flagged that as sexually explicit. So it's clearly like a bot, right? That is looking for, I don't know, keywords, hashtag imagery, whatever it may be. I also know that anyone who uses the word poll in their profile, that gets flagged. I have a friend who she's a really big poll person and her bio got flagged. So like it literally just looks for keywords and hashtags. I, in my opinion, would avoid using hashtags in general because a lot of hashtags are now considered banned hashtags. Like Valentine's Day is a banned hashtag, meaning they're very arbitrary. I don't know how they decide. I don't know if they choose ones that are oversaturated or there's lots of inappropriate content. I don't know, right? Like this is all algorithms that are doing this. You have to keep this in mind, right? The story just gets so more much more evolved. So if you're hooked in, just like listen up because I feel this is so important to be aware of. So first of all, so like I said, if you usually will say like here are content you can edit or remove. And I've had content flagged in the past. Anyone I feel like who posts anything poll or dance related, or I've had friends who would post nothing like that. Like it's been really crazy, the bot. Like it's really flags almost. I mean, I had a video flag where I was just at a dinner holding a glass of wine, like fully clothed, and it said that that was sexually explicit. Just to give you like an example of how arbitrary it is, right? Meanwhile, there's people with like their titties out, you know, like so vulgar. I mean, I'm not judging you, but I have screenshots of like some of the other people's videos where like it is 4K and their kitty cat is in the camera, you know? So anyway, I feel like whatever people should be able to do what they want, but I get why there would be like age restrictions or something, but and I'm not shaming people who do that. I'm just saying that just using that as an example to explain that the bot is not like consistent. Anyway, so normally you can edit or remove the content and your account will go back to normal status. So if you, for example, if you've been noticing that your engagement's low or you feel like something's your views aren't the same, I really suggest you go to check your account status, make sure that you don't have any flagged content, et cetera. Like that's very important. So however, what happened to me was that when I one day just noticed my views were low. I decided to check my account status. I think it's good to do so just in general. Most people say just check every time before you post because otherwise you might post something and it won't even like go, you know, it won't go to as much exposure. So, I like logged in and my it flagged like random videos. Like it flagged like a video to give me a dinner. So I submitted an appeal twice. And then after twice, it didn't really do much, but it just removed the videos. So it no longer essentially gave me the option of what to remove. It just said your account cannot be recommended to non-followers. You can understand how stressful this is for me. My entire business is pretty much through Instagram, which I know everyone says diversify, but in our world where Instagram and TikTok are so big, like it's almost, it's like, I don't say silly, but you, it's like almost, it's difficult to ignore the power of these platforms, right? And so, I mean, I had a meltdown, honestly, because this is like my business where, you know, I promote my courses and my work and everything, my events. And so it's very important for me to, of course, be able to grow. I know I've been doing social media. I was probably one of the first people ever to be an influencer, genuinely, and I'm not saying that lightly. Like, I've been doing this for so long. And yeah, it's of course that you can imagine how shocking it is. Like, it's literally my livelihood. You know, it's my life. It's not just like, oh, I post for fun. This is like my, you know, my career, my business. So I of course start submitting an appeal. It doesn't do anything. Essentially, what happens when you submit an appeal, maybe for some people it does, but for me, all it would do is it would say it's in review, and then nothing would change, and then it would give me the option to appeal again, and nothing would change. So of course, like I mean, I'm not gonna get into details. Me, I was crying, I was anxious, I would wake up feeling like I was in a nightmare. I'm sure if you've ever been through anything like traumatic in your life. And I think that if you just use Instagram for fun, this might be hard to understand. But like for me, it's literally my livelihood, my business, my job, my income. Do you know what I mean? Like it's like an essential part of my life. So it's different than if I was just like posting for fun. So anyway, I freak out. I'm like, you know, I try to be patient in the beginning. I think like, I think obviously this is an error because it's not showing me any videos that are anything, there's anything wrong with them. You know, nothing's happening. Like, I'm just gonna wait. So I try to wait for the appeals. As days go by, I realize nothing is happening. I start to obviously get more and more panic because this is like, you know, this is like, it's going into week of my month, you know, so it's my business and I'm obviously like trying to get this resolved. So I have a lot of people who are trying to help me, you know, trying to give the advice, but essentially online, there's no info about this. Anything I probably put in genuinely 40 hours of research into how to fix this. Like genuinely, I mean, I would wake up work, like I would take my clients, of course, and then the rest of the time I'd be researching and trying to figure things out. I can't imagine how much screen time I had the past 9 days. Like I genuinely, except for yesterday, thankfully. I was out, but like I was glued to my screen, and you can only imagine how anxious. Like, imagine something in your life that was really important to like your living and survival and stuff like that was threatened, right? Like, you can imagine how stressful that is. So, essentially, on Wednesday, I don't remember one of the days, it feels like a blur. Maybe it was Wednesday, maybe it was Tuesday, it was Thursday. One of the days, I was like, okay, I need to start like taking more action because clearly this appeal thing is not working. I even deleted 10 videos, I want to say deleted slash archive, like 10 videos. I deleted like and removed any of those that I thought could even be inappropriate, even that were not inappropriate, but like a poll video, even though I was fully clothed, like literally tube top shorts, like you know, everything you could wear to do tricks. Like, you need to not have pants, you need to have shorts at least to climb and stuff. So I deleted like a bunch of them that I could even think could be misconstrued. You know, I changed my bio, I changed my profile photo, doing everything that people online say to do to try to see if something was triggering the system with no avail. So then I was like, I need to start taking more action. So first of all, I'm gonna tell you what I did and like what worked. So first, what I decided to do, which I got an idea from one girl who was helping me. She was amazing. Shout out to Andy. I decided I'm gonna start. I have a web scraping tool. I mean, a lot of people I feel like know what this is, but if you don't know, essentially you can like, there's different plugins, different web scraping tools where you can find information. So I was like, I'm gonna start going on LinkedIn, finding people who work at Facebook or Meta in the departments I think would help me resolve this, and scrape and find their email. It's completely legal, by the way. Like, a lot of people use it, recruiters use it. It's like a very common thing. So I sent like, I don't know, 30 or 40 emails to different people at Meta, got no response. But at least like I in my head, I was like, I need to get in touch with a real person. As you know, Instagram does not have customer support. They claim, which I will get to, they claim that if you're Meta verified, you get a chat option. So I'll get to all of that, okay? So essentially, yeah, I web scraped all these important people, emailing all of them, explaining the situation. I didn't get any response, but like I figured I had to take some action, right? I was like, if one person sees it and responds to me, maybe they can help me or connect me with the right person. That doesn't work. So then I'm like, okay, I'm already verified, like originally verified, where only like celebrities and influencers could get verified, not when you could pay for it. But funnily enough, I'm not Meta verified, so I couldn't use like the chat. Like, I'm OG verified, which I feel like should have more weight than anyone being able to buy verification. Yeah, but anyway, so I buy the fucking, sorry for saying the Meta verification. And I try to chat and explain the situation. It's a bot. Like they try to, it's clearly programmed very well, but all it does is it tries to like talk to you very personably, but then it just essentially will pull like information that's already on Instagram's website and feed it to you, if that makes sense. Like you can tell it's a bot. So I do that twice, nothing resolves out of it. So you can understand my frustration, my angst is all rising at this point. Then I come across a video of a girl explaining this concept. Well, she was saying that she had her account, I believe, disabled, so it's a little bit different or something like that. And essentially, the only way that you can talk to a real person at Facebook or Meta is if you are like a paying advertiser, like you're paying for Facebook ads for your business, essentially. Then you get an option to chat. So she was saying how she ran ads so that she could talk to a real person, and then she got her account back. So I was like, I'm gonna try that. So on Saturday, I start, maybe even Friday. You know, maybe it was fr so first of all, I had to go. I already had a Facebook business account, but it wasn't like active. So first of all, I had to like apply to get it reactivated. I think it was pretty quick. Within a day, it worked. And then I ran a ads for like $3 a day. Okay, so you don't have to like put it as a lot, just so I would become an advertiser on there. Then I don't remember the timeline of the days, but this is all in the past few days. I had the chat option, okay? And this is a real person, and I like double check. It really is a real person you're talking to. So I'm chatting to the real person the first day, and honestly, it doesn't really go anywhere. Like they're kind of just going in circles, and they're saying like, I don't know as much, not much I can do, blah blah blah. They're just telling me things I already know. Like, this is how our community guidelines work. This is how that works. And I'm like, the person's, I'm not gonna say the person's name just in case, but I'm like, I was saying in my head, I'm thinking like, bitch, I understand how all of this works. Like, this is my issue. Like, I essentially was trying to request a manual review because I believe that there was an error. I was like, I didn't post anything inappropriate. I've taken a bunch of stuff down. Like, please, you know, so that didn't go anywhere. But I was making progress because at this point you're talking to at least an actual person. And like I said, Instagram does not have any customer support. There's not a number you can call. If you're just a creator, there's nothing. Like, good luck. You have an issue? Too bad. Like, they don't care. They have like a billion users. They don't care. The only way to get in contact with someone is if you're a business running ads. Okay. So like, just keep that in mind. So I'm gonna explain like the rest of it. So I didn't do anything. So I was like annoyed. So then I decide. Then I decide, I think, then I decide, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna chat to another person. So then I start another chat, and essentially this woman at first is also oh, they gave me like a call. They call you back. They actually like call you, but they call me at 2 in the morning because I was asleep. So anyway, then I decide to chat with them the next day. Right? Is this next day? The next day. And this was yesterday when I'm recording this, and I'm talking to the woman, and she's again kind of telling me everything I know, but she seems a little bit more compassionate. Like, you know, you can tell with a customer service person if they're just like whatever, or but she seems a lot more compassionate. I'm explaining to her this is my business, you know, I've been doing this for 12 plus years, you know, et cetera. So she was like, you know, I'm like, can we? And I was like, she was the one who was like, can I call you? So I'm on a call with her, and I'm explaining to her like, for I could tell she's kind of wanted to be done and was like, okay, you know, like just wait it out, blah blah blah. And I was like, I almost started crying. I mean, she could hear my voice because this is the state I was in. I was like, you don't understand. Like, this is literally my livelihood. This isn't just like, oh, I can wait. Like, this is, I mean, this is like my business, my day in, my day out. Like, you know. And she was starting to have more compassion, and she was like, okay, I'm only the advertising team, but I'm going to call the internal team. So she calls the internal team, and she was like, oh, they recommend the same thing. And I was pretty pushy. Like, I don't know, I'm a Gemini. When I'm angry, like, I was pretty pushy. I was like very upset, and I was like, but I was being really kind to her. I wasn't being rude. I was being very very kind to her. I was just like, you know, like, you don't, please, like, I cannot just like wait, you know, like I didn't do anything wrong. Like, I'm like, it'd be one thing if I did something wrong and, you know, you have to wait out. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I know my content's not inappropriate. So she's like, okay. And essentially I pushed her kind of twice, and then she got the internal team to put in like a request for a manual review. And yeah, and like I had a ticket number and everything. And then today when I logged today like when I logged in the morning, and there was no change, and I logged in later, and my account had gone back to normal. So essentially, I'm telling the story because I think that, I mean, I just think that it's the lack of information on how to have something resolved is so difficult. Obviously, they're not going to put this info online. They're not going to tell you to go run ads and then talk to advertising team and then be so pushy and chat with them many times until someone finally helps you. But I really wanted to put this information out there. Yeah, I know I find it so important because this the kind of mental, I mean, I felt like I was in a personal hell for honestly the days. Like it like you know, not being like I create every day, like I'm that's just who I am, you know. I'm always creating reels, I'm creating stories, I'm always like creating new courses and offerings. Like I'm creating, like that's just I'm a creator, it's who I am. And feeling restricted, especially for doing nothing wrong, while I see other people post the most vulgar shit on Instagram. I mean, it was really difficult, you know? It felt like I was being punished like arbitrarily for like kind of like, you know, and the fact that there's no one you can speak to, and like you almost you really do feel helpless. And so that is what worked for that is like the final step that I think worked like for me. Like I knew in my head the whole time I had to speak to an actual person. Like I knew that like I need because I needed someone on the inside to review my thing. So essentially, yeah, my account's back in good standing, and I just it's unfortunate, but I don't think I'll be posting any more poll videos on my page. Maybe like low flow, fully clothed in pants, but obviously to do climbs and tricks. And you know, I would say I'm pretty advanced, so I really love doing that kind of stuff. I don't think I'll be posting that. So yeah, it's unfortunate because polo is such a huge part of my life, and I love it so much. And you know, in 2022 they didn't have this. Like in 2022, you could post whatever, and there was like literally no restriction. Like I would post like 5 whole videos a week, and they would do so well, and it would, you know, wouldn't get flagged. But nowadays, I don't know. It seems like they're getting stricter and stricter because I spoke to a lot of my friends, like really big dance teachers and other people in the space, and they have the same issues, and other girls who are, you know, who like take heels or pole, etc. And so for me, it's just not worth the risk, where this is like my business account, so it's not worth, although I do, you know, for me, I don't view my account as a business account fully. Like I do, but you know what I mean, I share my personal life on there too. I'm very open. I don't just like just post marketing. I share about my life, my thoughts, about energy, you know, like I'm very it's my page, you know. And although like pole's such a huge part of my life, I don't think I'll be sharing it anymore, at least at the capacity I was, because it's just the mental fuckery that I experienced for all those days, and how stressful and difficult it was for me emotionally. It's really hard to put into words. Just the unknown of like, how am I gonna speak to someone? Who's gonna help me? Is this gonna get resolved? What, how, if not, how am I gonna, you know, gain exposure and consistently post? So yeah, I don't. It's very sad, right? And I mean, for dance classes, I can just wear like pants and a top, so that there's nothing it could, you know, so it's not at all scandalous. But obviously, to do pole, you need to wear at least shorts if you're gonna do tricks. So I don't think I'll be posting that anymore. Yeah, I don't know. That is sad, huh? But maybe on stories, I'll be able to. I think they're a little bit less strict on stories, but. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to tell the story in case in case you're experiencing any of these stages, whether you didn't even know about account status and you can now at least understand that you can check your account status, whether you have videos flagged on there and you don't know if you should appeal or delete them. I personally think you should just delete them if you can, because it'll restore your account back like really, really quick. And when you appeal, as you see what happened to me, it like remove the videos and then didn't even give me the option to remove. And then if you are at a stage where your account like it's not being shown, it's not giving you videos to delete, then you could try the add option. Or you know, if you had your account disabled and you feel like it was wrongly done so, you could do the same. I had a client that happened to, so I'm going to send her this podcast because this is like a very long explanation, as you can see. And so people ask me in the future, I don't have the mental bandwidth to retell the story, because you can imagine how many times I've had to tell the story to every chat bot, every chat person, every friend who asked me. I've told the story so much, I just want to move on at this point. But I feel like, you know, I feel like I need to put this out there so that this can help somebody else, because I know how I felt looking for answers online and feeling like no one was really that helpful. I mean, the girl with the who explained the ad thing, she was very helpful, but I wanted to put that out there. And yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what I want to be careful even titling this. I don't know. I do, I'm not gonna lie, I did instill some fear in me, where I'm like really scared of what I post and what I say, and like I'm even scared if I put this like podcast out in a way, but I'm gonna be careful about what I title it. But yeah, if I feel like if you found this, maybe it was really, really helpful in some way. And I mean, I can't really, I'm sure you can figure out on Google like how to run Facebook ads. It's really not that hard. You just click the automated option and like pick something you want to promote. Yeah, I you know, like that, I feel like you could probably figure out. I like just linked a product that I sell already and just like did $3 a day. And that way you go to like at the a bottom left hand corner, there'll be like a support, and then you go to like Meta Business Center, and then there you'll find like, this is hard right to do without showing you visually, but essentially from that page, you will see that there'll be an option to like get help, and you can click like there's like an option that says like chat, and it'll say the wait time, and then it'll have like email, so you can do the chat option. And you can like upload screenshots and screen recordings and everything. And I do suggest if you can to get on a call with them, like say like please can we hop on a call, and they will say yes most of the time, I believe at least, because then you can like it's really frustrating when to type out the same thing 100% 100 times over and over and like explain it and like not argue, but you know if they're just like giving you stuff you already know, it could you know like it's like you know it's like text fighting. It's like I'd rather just talk on the phone, so I would recommend trying to get a call if possible. So anyway, that is going to be this episode for today. I know this is kind of a different topic, but I just feel like I owe it to the world in a way to kind of share my experience and hopefully help someone else at whatever degree it does. And I think this video or this podcast will find the people who it's meant to find, and hopefully be really, really helpful. And yeah, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so happy to have my page back. If you notice that I'm not posting many poll videos, that is why. Yeah, I don't know. I've been even like starting a poll page that's just like my poll videos. That's like for people who want to follow it, that I don't like care if it gets like if it ends up being non-recommendable. But I don't really care. I don't know. I don't really feel called to do that necessarily. So yeah, and I don't. And then I was like, well, maybe I can make a Patreon and upload them there. But then I'm like, I don't really want it to make. But I don't want to like give out a vibe like I'm selling like exclusive content. If you get what I mean, like in that kind of direction, it's more like I just love the videos and they're not meant to be like. They're just like vibes. They're not. I'm not trying to, you know, create like sexy content. You know, it's just my pull, and I love it, and it's my hobby, and I enjoy it. But essentially, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, whether I hope that if you were having any of these issues, it was helpful for you. But even if you weren't having any of these issues and you listened to this, I hope that in case it ever, not that I wish that upon you, but if it ever happens to you or you're one of your friends, that you now, you know, have this resource and can hopefully explain to them some of this guidance and advice. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Wishing you so, so, so much love, and be sure to follow me on Instagram, like I said. And if you really like want to see my work, please engage with me. It sounds like such a desperate ask, but you know what I mean? Because that's how it's going to make the algorithm make sure that you see my content and my work. And yeah, so I'm wishing you a lovely rest of your day, night, morning, afternoon, week, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. And I will connect you guys in the next season of Unlimited Abundance. Hopefully, it'll be our best season yet. And I look forward to seeing you guys there and on Instagram as well. And inside one of my offerings or, you know, many, many things. So much love to you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.